imagine a life where no matter what is going on in the world or going on in your life, that you are somehow able to find your center, to stay grounded, and come into a place of peace and understanding and knowing. This is not only possible, but probable, but you have to do one thing. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Hello, my name is Dave Krajovic, and I'm with Ascension Breathing. And I'm here to talk to you in our podcast tonight about finding peace in times of chaos. You know, everyone desires a peaceful and fulfilled life, and I think we wish that for others as well. So imagine the world where such desires can be realized. But here's the problem. Most people look to find peace outside of themselves. They seek to control and manipulate their environment in such a way that no harm can come to them, or they're so protected by so many financial assets or whatever that they feel safe. They seek safety in the form of jobs, money, houses, friends, family, and it even extends to politics. Well, if the right candidate or right party is in office, then we're going to have the right economics, the right social systems, the right military systems, that we can feel safe again. But no matter what, if you look at the news every day, everywhere, there's news that's disconcerting. There's discord in the world. The world is in upheaval. There are major issues that are happening that affect everyone on the planet. You know, it's like riding a plane and coming into turbulence. What do you do in that moment? What can you do in that moment? It feels scary. You feel out of control. What can you do? Well, the first thing you could do is recognize that there is nothing you can do, and therefore, the key word here is surrender. Stop reacting and trying to change things that are not in your control. And when we do that, we're also learning to accept what is. Great peace comes from accepting what is. The second thing is to remember that what we focus on grows. So if we're focused on the fear and the anxiety of the moment, it's just going to get bigger. But if we focus on knowing that everything is going to work out, or focus on something else internally, like our breathing, then we don't feel as much fear or stress or anxiety. So we want to build on the feelings we want to experience, not the ones that we don't want to experience. So when we do that in our life, and begin to focus on what it is that we do want to experience, we begin to build on joy and fulfillment in the moment. And when that happens, we attract more of the same, and there's no limits as to what we can receive, and once we receive, what we can give. So the key word here is to refocus on what we want and not what we don't want. And when we begin to do that, wisdom comes into our experience. It comes into our knowing. And that is that in every situation, even the difficult ones, there is a gift. So find the gift in that which does not appear to be working in your life. I am sure we can all think of different times in our life when something didn't go our way. Maybe we got fired from a job, or we broke up in a relationship. But ultimately, in the moment, yes, it was scary. In the moment, we didn't know what was going to happen. But I think you can find an instance where when you look back, now everything is better than it was before. Otherwise, you would have been stuck in a cycle of suffering and pain and discord in your life. Who wants that? Finding the gift is the third thing that we can do in such situations. It's not everyone that can see in the moment what the gift is in the middle of their drama or turmoil that's going on in their life. But when you do, then you can consider the possibility that maybe something else is going on here than just what I see in the world of form. Maybe there's some greater plan that's happening. And when you can accept the fact that everything is a result of divine will, of our soul's desire, then you can come to a real sense of peace. You realize that there's a plan out there for you to evolve your soul to greater and greater levels of bliss and happiness, to let go of all the things that pull you down. And when you do this, then you're going to connect more to that the previous thought about focusing your energies on what you want, and you'll have more bliss in your life, and it can perpetuate itself. So the fourth thing is understanding there's a divine plan and connecting to that plan. And when you live your plan, you will live in bliss. And when you're living in the plan, the fifth thing is then you're in alignment with the flow of the universe. Being in alignment with the flow of the universe is a joyful, effortless point of creation. The entire construct of the universe is that of love. And this means that when you're connecting to the flow, you are connecting to love. And when you're connecting to love, you're connecting to joy and gratitude. Loving what is accepting what is. And so therefore, we have really come full circle. We are back to surrendering to what it is in our life. So remember that in times of chaos, if you wish to find peace, there are five things that you want to consider doing. Surrender to what's happening. Remember that what we focus on expands, so focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Find the gift in the moment. Understand that there's a greater plan going on and connect to that, and come into alignment with universal flow. Now, at the beginning, I said there's only one thing that you need to do, but here's five that I've already mentioned. If you do this one thing, you will have all five of those. And the one thing is the ability to go within and to tap into and turn on your connection to your higher self, to your inner truth, to that inner wisdom that knows what is best for you. And the way to do that is through conscious breathing and meditation. The breath will take you inward to that higher self, and you can enjoy peace in any moment, no matter what chaos there is in your life or in the world. So right now, why not take a moment? Sit comfortably in your chair or lying down. Relax the body. Place your awareness on the body and just release the tension. Take a breath in. Take a breath out. Breathe easily and effortlessly and relax. Let the breath take you inward and remember that I am peace. Om Shanti Om. I am peace. If you would like to go deeper into the experience of peace and to know the calming presence of the higher self, then please join us by downloading our meditation. It's a guided conscious breathing meditation, and you can download it at our website at ascensionbreathing.com. One of the things that we will do in the meditation is apply these five principles to a situation in your life, either past or present, and watch as the energy is transformed and uplifted. We hope you'll join us. We have one other special opportunity. It's our annual weekend getaway and retreat in Big Rapids, Michigan, at the Inn at the Rustic Gate, where we'll be diving deep into these five categories, five principles of finding peace in times of chaos. And during the weekend, you'll have a real opportunity to transcend those heavier energies of chaos and drama that can happen in our lives, and come away feeling renewed and uplifted and grounded and confident in the skills to come into the place of stillness, connecting to your true self. And in doing that, life becomes a blessing and a joy. We hope you'll consider joining us. Check out more information on our website, ascensionbreathing.com, or you can give us a call at 734-416-5200. Until next month, may peace be with you. Namaste.